from our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Parts of Ziyarat Texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nur as-sati. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. In one of the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence speaks about blessings. Now, of course, there are many blessings in our life that we have, but for some reason, in the hustle and bustle of the world, we tend to forget about these blessings, and for large part, we are ungrateful regarding these blessings. But of course, the blessings that we receive from Allah are all-encompassing, and we must take time out in our daily lives in order to reflect about these blessings that the Almighty Allah has given us. And of course, this will include us to be among the grateful servants of Allah. When asked about blessings from one of his companions, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam replies to him saying, Allah has some people whom He singles out with His divine blessings. And these blessings are still with them as long as they spend from them upon the people, especially the needy people. But if they prevent these blessings, then Allah takes them back from them and gives them to another person. Here, dear friends, we realize at times that really we have been blessed by the Almighty Allah and that we have so many blessings in our lives. Now, sometimes Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the All-Wise, the All-Knowing, He blesses certain people with certain blessings. One such blessing is the blessing of having wealth or financial blessing. But here we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is telling us that this abundance of this blessing of wealth that Allah has given us, or for that matter, a station or status or position or power, these things that Allah has given us in abundance should be used in order to help the other servants of Allah, the other believers, and the other Muslims. Whenever we can, either via our wealth or our power or our status or our station or our influence, we should help our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. Now, the reason that Allah has given us an abundance in these kind of blessings, blessings from which we can help other Muslim brothers and sisters, is so that we help these other Muslim brothers and sisters. And so as Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied to his companion, he said that if we do not use these blessings that Allah has given us in order for us to give them to other people, then Allah takes those blessings away from us and gives those blessings to one who will give these blessings on to the people who are in need of them. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Ayub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, according to what he mentioned to his companions, he said that my time when it comes to the end, Imam after me will be Al-Hasan al-Askari, my son. And then after him, the Imam who will be the Imam is his son, Al-Mahdi ajjalallahu faraja yamla'u al-ardha qistan wa 'adla ba'da ma muli'at dhulman wa jawra. When he comes, he will fill this world with peace and equity after it has been filled with corruption and injustice. Now, when you know that Imam al-Jawad made clear that after him who will be the leader, and after his son he mentioned the name of the 12th Imam, then you live at peace. You cannot go wrong to say, I don't know my imams.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.